free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, November 11th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today is Veterans Day, and it is the first time a sitting U.S. President, President Trump, will be attending the New York City Veterans Day Parade. It's been going on for 100 years. This is the 100th anniversary, and no other president in 100 years has gone to the Veterans Day Parade in New York. As a matter of fact, the interesting thing about this is that they said they've put out an explicit invitation every year for the past 35 years. Now, that would be back to 1984. Who was president then? Ronald Reagan. Reagan didn't go. Neither of the Bushes went. Obama and Clinton, of course, did not go. As a matter of fact, the people who are organizing this pointed out Citizen Donald Trump in the 80s, the 90s, and again in the early 2000s has been there for the veterans community of New York. An advocate for the veterans, Bill White, who also appeared with the person organizing the parade, McGowan, said that Trump stepped in with a ginormous check to save Veterans Day Parade back in the 1990s. The New York Times reported in November 1995 that the organizers of the parade only had $1.21 in their bank account, August of that year. Now, I want you to think about that and think back to the last presidential election cycle, the one for 2016. Back in 2015, Hillary Clinton realized that the DNC didn't have $1.21 in their bank account. Poor DNC. As a matter of fact, it was even worse than that. They were millions of dollars in debt because they're Democrats, right? So they were more broke than the veterans in New York City who had $1.21 to their name. The Democrats were negative millions. Hillary Clinton came to their rescue, but she bought the DNC for herself. President Trump did this for other people. He did it for the veterans. They said, these two individuals said they'd reached out to 200 corporations asking for help back in the 80s, the 90s, and so forth, including, listen to this, they reached out to military contractors. The military-industrial complex. Imagine that. That the military-industrial complex and another 200 corporations wouldn't contribute anything to a Veterans Day parade in New York City. Does that surprise you? These people who have sent our soldiers off to die because they treat them and like animals to be slaughtered for their own profits, and they won't contribute a dime to a Veterans Day parade. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We'll also talk about, we've had a massive discovery of, guess what, oil in Iran. As if they didn't have enough of the stuff. They found another huge reserve there. Yeah, we were told by the CIA that we'd reached peak oil back in the 1960s. Remember that? And everybody believed it by the 1970s because of the Arab oil embargo. But that was artificial. The reality is that we don't have a problem with oil. There isn't a problem. There is a political issue. We have people from the CIA to the deep state, especially the Democrats, who are lying to us because they want to send us back into the dark ages. And when we talk about the kind of society that they want to send us into, we had on Saturday the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. So we'll be talking about that in context as well. Because, folks, if you want to know what your future's like, don't forget what the Stasi looked like. It wasn't only a world of financial austerity, a world where they had destroyed everybody's lifestyle and prosperity. It was also, prior to our own time, the very best example we had of a Big Brother surveillance state. More than half of the people were spying on the other less than half of the people. They had dossiers on everybody. And as William Binney reminded us in one of the many interviews I did with him, he said he watched them for decades at the NSA. He was chief globally. He said, what we have here already is worse than the Stasi. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This we don't have to pay taxes on. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market. It's all just low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's November the 11th, 2019, Veterans Day on this Monday. And as I was saying at the top of the hour, President Trump will be the first sitting U.S. President to attend the New York City Veterans Day Parade. It nearly went out, as they were pointing out, in the 80s and 90s. One of the individuals there told the New York Times that President Trump made a donation of $350,000 to the event in 1995 to keep it going. They got to the point where they only had just over a dollar in their bank account. They reached out to 200 corporations, many of them the military-industrial complex, who couldn't cough up one penny for the veterans. They don't care. They really don't care. When you look at President Trump, the fact that he is the first administration, he and Vice President Pence, first ones to attend pro-life events, including Reagan. And of course, when they talk about this parade, they said it's 100 years old. They've sent out invitations for the last 35 years, which would have been to President Reagan as well. But, you know, President Reagan didn't attend pro-life events. President Reagan didn't attend Veterans Day events. And I would say that we need to combine those two things. We need to be pro-life about our veterans, too. We need to stop wasting their life for the corporations, the military-industrial complex that won't even chip in a dime to pay for a parade for them if they manage to survive their policy and their profits. They said, additionally, in 1985, the then New York businessman donated over $1 million. That's President Trump, who they're talking about. President Trump, as a businessman then, in 85, donated over $1 million toward the construction of a memorial plaza for the Vietnam veterans in the city. They said the president has done more for our veterans in the last 3 years than what so many of us have been trying to do for decades. The choice that he's giving veterans to be able to go to a doctor and to not have to wait online and potentially die because of that. We've lost a lot of veterans because of that, he said. Now, I want you to think about this as we look at the Democrat field, as we look at Elizabeth Warren and all these people who know better than you how to run your lives, they say. We're going to take a look at the fall of the Berlin Wall as well today and the failures of socialism. But just remember, the kind of system that the single-payer system is exactly what the veterans are desperate to get out of. We've had this experiment here in America. You know, we look at what happened with the Berlin Wall, of course. You know, we had massive, and I've pointed this out many times. If you want to know whether or not socialism works, just look at Germany and Korea. We divided Germany north and south. I'm sorry, east and west. We divided Korea north and south. We took the same country, the same people, the same culture, the same abilities, the same work ethics. We divided them in half. One of them east and west, the other one north and south. And look at the result. South Korea, one of the most prosperous countries on earth. And yet, North Korea, they can't even keep the lights on. Kind of like California. Isn't that funny? You know, the lights go out. It's a new dark age. It's a new age of austerity. It's taking people back to the Stone Age, as a matter of fact. So much so that Michael Mann, understand that all of the climate change and environmentalism is tied together with the socialism, as we saw AOC do, as we see Bloomberg doing. Because let me tell you something. He is as radical on these issues as AOC is. The problem is he's got a brain and lots of money. One of the world's richest men. He's far more dangerous than AOC. Yes, she is charming for the, for people of a certain age. Let's just put it that way. I find no charm in her whatsoever. However, Bloomberg is a cold, calculating profiteer. And you need to understand that that is truly what is behind this climate change. They seek to change everything about the climate in which we live. Our lifestyle, our society, our freedoms, our government, everything, everything will change. The climate that they're talking about is not changing, but they want to change everything about our life and lifestyle and form of government and culture. And so when we look at this and we look at the fact that they want to, because they have to control everything, right? It's not just our transportation, it's our health care. Everything must be controlled. Like they control our education, our schools, our children's minds. And they want to control health care, and that means that you won't have a choice as to where you go to a doctor. So that's one of the key things about the VA that President Trump did. They're praising him. He gave us a chance to be able to go to a different doctor. And meanwhile, you've got the Democrats working to take that away from everybody. That veterans are desperate to get out of that system. And the Democrats are desperate to get everybody into that system because it's about their control over your life. Not have to wait online. Because that is the hallmark of government rationed health care. You have to wait online. Oh, we will give the veterans free health care. What is free health care worth? I ask you, for the most part. If you die before you can get seen, if they weaponize it against you, it's worthless. Absolutely worthless. And so we have the president again, for the first time in 100 years. That's the length of the parade. You know, we have the woman, as they call her in corporate media, the American-born ISIS bride who says she wants to come back, right? This is the woman who was born in New Jersey and then fled and then moved to Alabama. And then she left her family home in Alabama in 2014. She joined ISIS in Syria. And now, I guess, I don't know what happened to change her mind. Maybe she's just hearing all those sweet home Alabama replays from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Maybe she's sitting in Aleppo listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd, sweet home Alabama, and getting nostalgic for that. Yeah, that's where she is, Gary. Talking to Gary Johnson. Aleppo. Aleppo. Remember that? What is Aleppo? He's probably saying, what is Lynyrd Skynyrd? But no, she was a classic case of an anchor baby and the misapplication, the ignorance about the 14th Amendment. When you look at the 14th Amendment, as I've pointed out many times, the 13th Amendment freed the slaves. The 14th Amendment says not only are you free, but you are full citizens because you were born in America, subject to the jurisdiction of America. Your parents were subject to the jurisdiction of America. Not just the fact that you were born in America, but your parents were subject to the jurisdiction of America. And that's not true of somebody who comes here illegally. A foreign citizen who's criminally trespassing. And it was, they didn't anticipate that. They had specifically mentioned, if you are a foreign diplomat and your children are born here, they're not American citizens. Well, her father was a Yemeni diplomat in 1994. And she's clearly not an American citizen, but she wants to come back. Why does she want to come back? She says, I want to own my own car. I want to have my own car. Well, I would say to Hoda Mutana, if you want to own your own car, don't come back to America because they're doing everything they can to take away our freedoms. They hate us for our freedoms here. See, it's not even the ISIS jihadis who hate us for our freedom. It's the Democrats. It's the American government that hates us for our freedoms. And this is a woman who said, before she changed her mind, said, well, everybody deserves a second chance. She had gone on Twitter because, you know, people like her are allowed on Twitter. She went on Twitter saying, go on drive-bys. you know, get that car and go on drive-bys and spill their blood. Rent a big truck. Drive over them at Veterans Day parades, Patriot parades, Memorial Day parades. Run them over with a big truck that you can get in America. Yeah, and now she says, oh, everybody deserves a second chance. I want to have my own car. I want to come to America. Yeah, she wants those freedoms that we have that she hated us so much for. Well, she didn't hate us for our freedoms. Like I said, it's the Democrats who are going to take that from us. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTru Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show. The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
was Saturday, November the 9th. That was the 30th anniversary of the Berlin Wall falling. Isn't it interesting, as many people have pointed out, the communists and the socialists wall you in. We have to put up walls in order to keep our society from collapsing. And we only have to do that because we've got a welfare state. Look, I wouldn't have a problem with anybody coming across the border. And I wish we did have that situation, which is the way America was at the beginning, because we didn't have a welfare state. But if you have a welfare state, you can't open up the borders to let everybody in. I think the appropriate solution is to get rid of the welfare state and say, if you want to come in and work, go for it. You're on your own. But you will collapse the country, and that is the plan. They've been open about it. Talked about that many times, Cloward and Piven. The mid-2000s, after they had proposed with Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty, great society. Yeah, let's get everybody to do this. We can collapse the American economy, and then we can rebuild our socialist utopia. And then people didn't do it to a sufficient degree. So they said, well, I've got a new idea. Let's just open up the borders and bring everybody in all at once, and we'll expand the welfare state. At the same time, we're opening up all of these things to everybody. They don't have to be a citizen. I'm going to talk about universal health care. That's for everybody in every nation. Just walk across the border, and we will provide you with the best health care. And, of course, it's going to be an infinite supply of health care. Nobody will have to wait in any lines, and it won't raise the cost, and on and on and on. And that, of course, is all a lie. It's all a lie. So they built a wall to keep you in, the socialists did. In August of 1989, as the wall began to collapse, it was the Hungarian border guards who for the first time allowed people from East Germany to cross freely into Austria, paving the way for the fall of the Berlin Wall 3 months later, and with it, the end of the Iron Curtain. I remember the major event where this happens happened, and I'm not sure if it's this particular one they're talking about in August of 1989, but I remember it began with a prayer and song service at a church, and the people just marched en masse to the border, essentially daring the guards to shoot them. And they didn't. And that was the beginning of the end. Never let it be forgotten, the role that Christianity plays in freedom. You know, we can worship people like Ronald Reagan and so forth, and he had a great deal to do with this. But I also believe, as Margaret Thatcher said, and of course Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, the Pope at the time, John Paul, all of them were instrumental and standing against communism. But as Margaret Thatcher pointed out, eventually you run out of other people's money, and it's going to collapse. And I think that all three of them saw that coming, knew it was coming. But that wasn't what people in Washington were saying at the time. Pinkerton on Breitbart points out about how everybody in Washington, you know, they look back on it, they say, well, that was clearly going to happen, right? Oh, we knew that was going to happen all along. It was obvious. No, it took them as much by surprise as the Brexit election, as the election of President Trump. And quite frankly, although they don't say this, but I think they were just as much dismayed by the fall of the Berlin Wall as they were by the election of President Trump and Margaret Thatcher. Because look at what it did to the military-industrial complex. It took them 30 years, nearly, about, I would say 25 years. But it took them 25, 30 years to get back a major profit center of the military-industrial complex. You know, when your enemy just has a heart attack and falls over and dies, it's pretty hard to get funding for those long-range bombers and transcontinental multiple warhead missiles, right? And as he points out, the fall of the wall took almost everyone by surprise, and that's always what it does when empires fall. Go back through history. And when you see an empire like the evil empire, the Soviet Union, as Ronald Reagan pointed out, when you see an empire fall, it usually is when it looks the strongest. And that goes back through history. It's been around forever, it seems like. Nobody can remember a time when it wasn't there. It looks very formidable. It looks on the outside huge, but it's like a giant tree a giant tree that has rotted completely on the inside. And you don't realize that it's rotten on the inside. You just look at this and you see this giant tree that has been there for centuries. And then one day a small breeze comes along and it topples. It cracks. And that's what happened to the Soviet Empire. And it should be a lesson for the American Empire as well, as we look at this. In the early 80s, Reagan was not only a dopey guy, but a scary guy, according to the corporate press. If he keeps it up, he could get us all killed in a nuclear war, unless, that is, he changes course and starts heating, said the Washington Post, the Brookings Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, or better yet, if he's defeated for re-election in 1984. And then there was a speech that Reagan gave. We typically only hear the tail end of it, but I'll read you a little bit more of that speech that he gave on June 12, 1987. He said, as he was talking to the captive nations of the Soviet Union that were behind the Iron Curtain, of course, a term that was coined by Winston Churchill, he said, "We welcome change and openness, for we believe that freedom and security go together, that the advance of human liberty can only strengthen the cause of world peace." Now, think about that. I want you to think about that part of it. When was the last time you heard an American leader talk about liberty, talk about freedom, and even putting it ahead of security? It was Ronald Reagan. Not the Bushes, not Clinton, not Obama, and I'm afraid not even President Trump talks about liberty and freedom. That was what Ronald Reagan talked about, however. And he put it first. He said, "There is one sign the Soviets can make that would be unmistakable, that would advance dramatically the cause of freedom and peace. General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate, Mr. Gorbachev. Open this gate, Mr. Gorbachev. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." As I pointed out, it wasn't Gorbachev who tore down the wall. It was Christians, and it was soldiers who refused to fire on the Christians. It was a grassroots movement from people who had had enough. Have you had enough of a security state? Have you had enough of being walled in? You know, George Washington said to the British people, he said, they talk about freedom all the time. But he goes, and they do. They walk around freely. But it is between high walls. Well, I have to say to you that the walls that we have are much higher than they were and closer together than they were back then, aren't they? For us. Perhaps even for East Germany. William Binney, who observed them for decades, said that what we already have is worse than what they were able to accomplish in East Germany. Because on those high and narrow walls, we also have surveillance cameras. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant. And the corporate whores in the media, busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings, thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We can win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we can see it all washed down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at band.video and infowars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up. Band.video!
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, I have one more thing to say about the fall of the Berlin Wall. We celebrate the 30th anniversary of that this weekend. It was something that happened over a period of days, however. And as the Mises Institute points out, it is a reminder that the egalitarian workers' paradise of East Germany was so hated by its residents and that the state had to build a wall to keep the people in. And this is the same society that we now have the Democrats so eagerly, same system, same economic system that they want to impose on us. Mandates, austerity, control. And we have the Republicans. The military-industrial complex is now branched out. You know, after the Soviet Union collapsed, they needed a new profit center. So they turned internally. You know, we had the warning, didn't we? From the founders of this country, that the things that we use to fight tyrants abroad will be used as weapons of tyranny here at home against us. And so it is now the case that the military-industrial complex has turned inward. But now they have, after 30 years, they've turned outward again. One aspect of this Russia-Gate stuff is to do a Russian reset. so that we can now have a new profit center, that not a new profit center, but we can restore the old profit center, intercontinental ballistic missiles and long-range bombers and so forth, and, you know, the new products, too, hypersonic missiles, and we can do all that stuff. But just looking at the economics of this, as the Mises Institute points out, it's ironic that only a generation later, Americans are becoming increasingly enamored with socialism. A Gallup poll recently showed that 43% of Americans say that socialism is, quote, a good thing, a good thing. That's why they had to build a wall to keep people in. That's why you've got soldiers on the border of North Korea to keep people from getting out. And it's why, by the way, Russia and China have put soldiers on their border to keep the people from North Korea exiting en masse and collapsing their society. And I got to say to you that if you don't understand that this is a deliberate attempt by the Washington establishment, as well as the United Nations, to collapse our society, then you don't understand what's going on in Russia and China. They moved troops to the border. They did it because they didn't want millions of people crushing into their society that they would have to support. It would collapse their society. And when we don't do that, when we don't use our military here on Veterans Day, think about that. Think about the fact that there is not a single conflict going on anywhere in the world that our military and our military industrial complex does not want to be a part of, except for the one right on our border, where right across the border from us, 10 miles, 20 miles, 30 miles, we have more people being killed than anywhere else on earth in the failed narco state of Mexico, the state that we have collapsed with the UN war on drugs, the state where we have these cartels who were catered to by the big banks, HSBC and others. When Comey was on the board of directors, the Sinaloa cartel, El Chapo's own cartel, had their own checkout window. They were convicted multiple times of laundering money for the drug cartels and for terrorists, and yet nothing happened to them. They're too big to jail. Remember that? Remember that under Eric Holder? They were too big to jail. They got a small slap on the hand, even though they did it twice. Two-time losers. I know we're the losers. But we will not use our military to even deter people from coming across. And their very presence would deter people. We wouldn't have to put them there to fight people. As Matt Bracken pointed out, and we've seen it done in other countries. You put a massive military force on the line, you know, on the border, concertina wire. If the people come, you lob tear gas at them. They did it in Hungary. They've done it in Russia. They've done it in China because those countries want to protect themselves. Here in America, we have an elite in Washington that wants to destroy this country. And they're working in partnership with the United Nations and the banks to do just exactly that. But let's go back to what happened in East Germany. What happens after the people like AOC and her generation, quote unquote, smash capitalism? You want to see what that looks like? 43% of Americans say that socialism is a good thing. Some believe that socialism is simply policies that promote equality. This is a widely held belief among the millennials. Others define it, understanding what it is from a historical and economic standpoint. Government ownership of the means of production. And I find it interesting, and we'll take a look at this later on, but, you know, somebody put up a Bloomberg.org website, and they had a logo for the Bloomberg campaign. And it was kind of like what you see during the double aughts, 2005, 2006, where you have 00 and they use the zeros as eyeglasses, for Times Square celebrants on New Year's Eve and everything. But they put up a logo at Bloomberg, and they use the O's in his name for 2020. And then the tagline was owning it together. The Bloomberg campaign came back and said, that's not us. That's not us. Well, it should be you. That perfectly, summarizes, what you're all about, right? You own it, right? and only yet together. He doesn't say with who, right? It's going to be Bloomberg and people who encourage him to run, like Jeff Bezos and, you know, that class of people, the billionaires club, and some bankers. They will be owning it together. It's not going to be the grassroots people. That's the way that all these policies of socialism and command control always work. But getting back to what they had to say, American socialists want to smash capitalism. They want that kindly, happy, well-lit kind of socialism. Not the gray, dour socialism of the Eastern Bloc, but that is, folks, the reality. It's either the gray socialism of East Germany, or it's the blackout socialism of Venezuela and California. That's what's coming up here. I have no doubt, writes the Mises Institute, Ryan McMakin, I have no doubt that is indeed what they want, although it's not what the founders, that's what the founders of East Germany and the Soviet Bloc thought they would get as well. Many of them were true believers that they were leading the way to a kinder, gentler, more equal society. As a matter of fact, he references in this article the kitchen debate in 1959 between Nixon and Khrushchev. They decided that they would try to ease relations because, you know, we had all these nuclear weapons pointed at each other. We thought that'd be kind of a good idea. Unlike the unhinged Democrats of today who want to throw anybody in jail that even talks about détente and easing of strained relations. But in those days, both the Soviet Union and America, that was 1959, they said, well, let's have a cultural exchange so maybe we can get to know each other better. We'll put an exhibit in the U.S. and you put one in Moscow. Well, they did, and they put in a typical $14,000 home that any American could afford back in that day, widely available, especially with the new loans for the veterans after World War II. And they got into the kitchen, and Richard Nixon was kind of trolling Nikita Khrushchev on the kitchen stuff because it was way, 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 way far from in advance of anything that the Soviet Union had. And the best that Khrushchev could say was, well, how far? This is how far America has come in what, 300, 150 years? Well, we're only here, you know, for about 40 years, 42 years. In 7 years, we will be better than this. You know, they always had a five-year plan, seven-year plan or whatever that never seemed to materialize. That became quite a famous exchange going back and forth, showing how socialism has failed to deliver prosperity. But even more importantly, it does not deliver liberty. And as I said, now we have our walls. They are closer together, and they have cameras all over them. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to take a look at what they are doing in our socialist schools to our children. We'll be right back.
Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time we are able to offer at their cost, and then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This we don't have to pay taxes on. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the Gut Fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end.
Cut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white. Very nice. Has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right. The people who lived under socialism had nowhere to run to because they had to put a wall around them to keep them from running out of the country. They hated it so much. Many people died trying to get out. No freedom, no political freedom, no prosperity, no property. Everything is owned by the state. That is the essence of that. And now we have the Democrat Party trying to bring that in, and they have, 43% of the people on their side now. Even higher with the younger generation, according to a Gallup poll. How is that possible? Well, it is our educational system, and I'll talk about that in just a moment here. But I wanted to talk, we talked about the freedom issues. Let's just talk a little bit about the economic aspects of this, because as the people, the establishment over here were ridiculing Ronald Reagan, saying, they're fine. You're going to get us all killed if you don't stop talking about the evil empire and everything. I remember that. If you are of a certain age, you remember that as well. Oh, Ronald Reagan was dangerous. He's going to get us all killed. Same things they're saying about President Trump right now. And they truly believed not only that the Soviet Union was going to be fine, that it was sustainable. They did not believe Margaret Thatcher when she said they're running out of other people's money. They run out of other people's money. And even though you had the massive purges of Stalin, you had the liberal intelligentsia of America look the other way, cover up for him, just like they're covering up for Jeffrey Epstein. We got an update on that as well. Just as they cover up for Epstein, for other people, just as they do not want to look at the crimes of the Democrats, they did not want to look at the crimes of Stalin, they did not want to look at the cultural revolution of Mao that starved tens of millions of people, many tens of millions of people, starved them to death. They looked the other way. They believed, and if you looked at the textbooks that were being written in colleges, right up to the very end, right up to 1989, none other than Paul Samuelson, one of the most influential American economists of the time, was writing in 1989, and this was going back, this is in 2009, looking back at it 20 years earlier, one individual who wrote about what Samuelson was putting in the books, David Henderson, noted Samuelson had an amazingly tin ear about communism. Isn't that amazing? They don't want to hear no evil about it. Why? Because they buy into that system. Why is that? Well, it's because Samuelson and these other people, we had a long list, as I pointed out, of intelligentsia, who not only loved the Soviet Union, but they wanted to install their own system of centralized control. That's what Keynesian economics was about. That's why you had the central bankers, all of this. They wanted control of our economy, centrally planned. Just a little bit lighter, they would say, but they wanted the levers of the economy as well. So Samuelson had an amazingly tin ear about communism as early as the 1960s. Economist G. Warren Nutter at the University of Virginia had done empirical work showing that the much vaunted economic growth in the Soviet Union was a myth. A myth. Samuelson didn't pay any attention to it. And in the 1989 edition of his textbook, and this is the year that the Soviet Union collapsed, Samuelson and William Nordhaus wrote, quote, "The Soviet economy is proof that contrary to what many skeptics had earlier believed, a socialist command economy can function and even thrive." These are the people who are trying to implement a socialist command economy now, using textbooks and other lies and means and devices. As it turned out, he says, not only did this system that was supposed to deliver an easier life to consumers and workers become a vehicle of impoverishment, but it also degraded the environment. The worst polluters. They don't care. Why? Because if it belongs to everybody, it belongs to nobody, right? And who's going to hold them accountable? No one. No one. To this day, now here's the other thing that is interesting out of this article from Mises. The legacy of poverty, and the legacy, I would say, not just of economic poverty, but the legacy of the mindset of a slave. These people were enslaved, and they were only enslaved, you know, for 40 years or so? And yet it has had a lasting impression. The people in East Germany, even after they reunified, they still lag behind Western Germany because their attitudes were changed. And this is what frightens me about our school system. We have people who have been raised and trained by the schools to think like slaves, to think that everything that they have in life is going to be and should be given to them by the government, and that the government will take care of them cradle to grave. This attitude that was inculcated in East Germany has continued to leave them in poverty to this day. In 2014, the Washington Post, none other than the Washington Post, so you can believe it, they've got the check mark from DARPA and NewsGuard and Microsoft. Anyway, Washington Post reported that they have lower levels of disposable income, they have high unemployment rates, and they're generally less prosperous. The old East Germany has fewer young people because they're moving west to get better jobs. So they have now been crippled because of their changed culture and attitudes. Remember, this is this country that was split in half, east and west. And same people, same attitudes. But the authoritarianism, the centrally planned economy has left them not understanding how freedom works. And it has left them with a mindset of a slave, demanding that the central government provide more services to them. And, of course, Germany's prime minister right now is a product of that system. Merkel grew up in East Germany as well. We can look beyond just the East Germans, he points out in this Mises article. Look at Poland. Even though it has a strong Western orientation, a long tradition of parliamentary and decentralized government, it still remains poor. The same could be said, he said, of the Czech Republic, where the principal city, Prague, was once the second city of the Austrian Empire, the center of European wealth and culture. The Czechs, too, have never regained their relative place in terms of European wealth. And the U.S. isn't so far from the socialist end of the spectrum as many people think. The U.S. itself is already far down the road of the typical Western welfare state. The U.S. welfare state in terms of social spending is already comparable to that of Canada, Australia, Netherlands, Switzerland. If the Netherlands is socialist, then so is the United States. And if we have these Democrats take charge, we will become one of the most socialist states anywhere in the world. Now, why is this kind of stuff happening? Well, again, it is because of the schools. The government has been able to train our children. Yes, they can't do math. Yes, they are illiterate. But they have learned some very valuable lessons that the government wanted them to learn. That is dependency on the state, seeing the state as all-knowing, all-powerful, benevolent, as a loving God. And so we've had people, because they've been trained by the schools to see and love government. We just had here in Kyle, Texas, however, a female teacher, 32, caught on video brutally beating a 16-year-old special needs student, stomping on her head. Now, what happened was the 16-year-old student struck her first in the face, and then she lost it. This teacher lost it and struck her at least three times before throwing her to the floor. The beating continues. The teacher is seen stomping on the sophomore girl's head before yelling at her and walking away. The woman was immediately fired from her position as a substitute teacher and arrested, and she has a prior offense for domestic violence in 2014, and she has now been charged with aggravated assault. And so when you look at this, did the school do its due diligence in terms of hiring her? Well, of course not. We look at this physical abuse, and it is clear it's outrageous, but do we understand the other forms of abuse that are inherent in the government schools? The psychological abuse, whether it's about gender or the misinformation and the abuse in terms of turning them into slaves, the mindset of slaves, the socialism that is preached to them. But there is psychological, there is sexual, there is spiritual abuse of these kids. I mean, just look at Harvard, for example, right? Harvard. Everybody wants to go to Harvard, right? Well, you know, if you hurry, you can get your kids in. You bribe somebody to get them in so they could go to sex week in Harvard. Yeah, those are our brave new schools. And they're destroying us probably faster and more thoroughly than people were destroyed by the old Soviet Union. Before we go to break, folks, I just want to remind you of a new product that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've had Super Silver toothpaste for quite some time with nano silver, no fluoride, has a good halogen iodine in it. And now we've added something to whiten your teeth, a natural whitener, coral calcium carbonate. So now you can get super blue to fight bacteria and viruses and whiten your teeth. And it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the International Sign Language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant. And the corporate whores in the media, busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings, thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We can win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we can see it all washed down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at band.video and infowars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up. Band.video!
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, we look at what passes for education in this country. I think perhaps what we ought to do is we ought to start making a ball cap. make America Gamora again. I mean, that's what's going on at Harvard. Harvard wants students to bone up on oral and anal sex and stop judging fatties. The headline from Zero Hedge. Actually, it's a story from the College Fix. And I'm not going to go into all the different classes that they have here because this is not the Howard Stern show. That's appropriate for Howard Stern. It's appropriate, I guess, for Harvard now. And I just marvel at the fact that you've got celebrities who are going to be going to jail because they tried to bribe their kids and way into an institution like this. I would pay to keep my kids out of a school like this. I just don't understand what's going on. For an entire week now, just ended yesterday, Harvard Sex Week. The week is sponsored by 20 different companies who sell sex toys and other things. And the other sponsors on campus are the Queer Students and Allies, the Harvard College Women's Center, the Office of BGLTQ, Student Life. They're switching the letters around here. I got to be careful. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to get anymore when I go into a restaurant and order a BLT. Whoa, wait a minute. I don't think I want that on my plate. Office of Sexual Assault Prevention and Response. Harvard College Reproductive Justice Action. Oh, those would be people pushing abortions after everybody's had their fun, right? Mary Eberstadt talked to the College Fix. Now, she is author of a recent book called Primal Screams, How the Sexual Revolution Created Identity Politics. Oh, that's true. That's a very, very true. And she said this about it. She said, Harvard Sex Week is corporate exploitation at its sleaziest. Students should be protesting this cynical attempt to pick their pockets and degrade their romances, not lining up for instruction about practices that will land some of them in the emergency clinic. It's especially ironic that Sex Week gets Harvard's imprimatur, even as some of the men of hashtag Me Too are now appearing in court. Sex Week promotes the same deformed view of the human person that led such men to harassment and assault in the first place, a view that is dominated by pornographic narratives according to which human beings are always and everywhere available for any sexual permutation, no matter how problematic to their psyche or inimical to their health. Sorry. In past time for these travesties to be shut down and for the corporate sponsors of this toxic worldview to be ostracized like any other companies promoting public harm. But, you know, it's not just companies that are promoting public harm for their profit. It is the schools themselves and our libraries. I mean, just look at libraries, right? You can get everything that you need online pretty easily. It's pretty hard for people to even sell books, let alone you go to a library, you got a limited selection that's there. And so to keep the libraries in business, they're embracing this drag queen story hour everywhere. Isn't that pathetic? That our librarians have become prostitutes. And that's really what is happening across this country. I mean, I go back, my mental picture of a librarian was shaped by the Music Man. We don't have any prim and proper Marians anymore in the library. She did push Balzac, and now they're going kind of in that same direction, you might say, without the double entendre. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Yeah, it's not just California and New York, but it's also here, right here in Austin, Texas, where we have the school board is going to essentially have what they're doing in Harvard, except it's not going to be 1 week of it. It's going to be all the time for our kids here. And I say our kids. I would never put my kids, never did, in a government institution of any kind, even one that masquerades as being about education. Because I know what they're going to do there. We've got just 29% of Americans support allowing biological males to compete on girls' sports teams. Think about how out of touch the Democrats are. Only 29% support their policies. This, folks, is why they're engaged in impeachment. This is why George Soros is spending millions of dollars on around $1 million on local district attorney races after another, and even more on statewide attorney general races. But even on local races, a local district attorney race, he is spending around $1 million. He did it in Virginia as well, got four people elected there, tried to get the district attorney race rigged in San Antonio. And the guy was able to push back and say, look at this. Soros is spending $1 million to try to get this other guy elected to this small office. I mean, that's not, you don't typically spend a lot of money on a local district attorney office race, right? And so what are they up to? Well, they know that they can't win in the ballot box. That's why they've got impeachment. That's why Soros is electing prosecutors who will be persecutors. They believe that with judges, and I think they're right, even with all the happy news, and it is good news. I'm glad that President Trump and some of the Republicans are putting in a lot of judges during the Trump administration. They've been moving fairly quickly with that. My concern is that most of the judges that get selected, that get put forward, even by Republicans, most of them are career bureaucrats. And that's why you see so many times Republican-appointed judges who everybody thought were conservative. I mean, how many times have we seen this in the Supreme Court? Well, the same thing happens in all of the lower courts as well. These people are career bureaucrats. They always wanted to work for the government, and they always want to work for the government. They want lifetime employment. They want the government to be big and powerful. That's how they get richer and more powerful. It's the same thing that drives the national media for the most part. The fact that, hey, you know, if I talk about these national issues and so forth, and I get nationally known politicians on my show, then it's going to make me nationally known. And, you know, so everybody pushes this race to consolidate power. But even conservative judges go bad because they're basically statists. So their approach is to try to win in the courts what they can't win at the ballot box or in public opinion. The public is not with the agenda that is being put out there by the Democrats. And Bloomberg is not a moderate. not a moderate by any means, but they will portray him as that because they've already shown themselves to be so radical. So when we look at the Democrats, you look at this, 51% of Americans oppose allowing biologically male athletes to identify as transgender and compete on girls' sports teams, according to a Rasmussen survey. 57% of black Americans, he's even higher. Overall, it's 51%. But for black Americans, it's 57% oppose that policy of the Democrats. When are the black Americans going to realize that they don't have anything in common with today's Democrat Party? They've traditionally always supported the Democrats. And what have they gotten in return for it? And this is just another example of this. Only 29% favor allowing male athletes to say they're female, transgenders, and compete on girls' teams. Another 20% don't know what's going on. Have no opinion. And this would be mandated under law if we wind up with a majority Democrats. They have already passed it in the House. The one thing that they control in Washington, the House. They passed the Equality Act. And it will mandate this type of policy. Just remember this when you go to the polling, and we will remind you about this as well. This is why, though, I talk about these issues even before I talk about Epstein. You understand how corrupt this whole thing is. And it's become a meme everywhere. Epstein did not commit suicide and so forth. And we should pay attention to these pedophile networks. I think we should have paid a lot more attention. Well, we did here at InfoWars. We did pay a lot of attention to Dennis Hastert. We talked about that a great deal. But the press didn't. As a matter of fact, you had Republican outlets, Fox News, Rush Limbaugh. They downplayed it. Oh, it's just a political attack on Dennis Hastert. It's politically based. They're doing this because of the election. No. They may have been doing it because of the election. But we ought to oppose it because it's wrong. And we need to oppose what they're doing to our children. And why is this happening? Why is this coming from Washington? Well, because of people like Dennis Hastert, people who put people like Dennis Hastert in place, people who protected and then probably subsequently killed Epstein. Alex Jones went to Google's campus here in Austin, Texas over the weekend. Let's play a little bit of a clip of Alex Jones crashing the Google campus over the Epstein murder cover-up. Here's Alex.
So, I don't need to shout. Does anybody want to prove me wrong or disagree with me that Jeffrey... No, I'm saying, I don't need to shout. I'm saying, come up close. When I address a crowd, I shout. Oh, so a libtard says something and runs off. All the so-called leftists aren't really liberal. You just signed on to fake corporate garbage covering up the child trafficking of Jeffrey Epstein at the behest of Google, at the behest of these companies that covered up Hillary's blackmail rings. Google is guilty of helping Hillary Clinton and Epstein cover up the child trafficking rings. Google blocks any information of this. This is the reality of what's going on. We've got this Google security guy. You know, the homeless are over here crapping on the ground or injecting heroin. It's not an issue. It's a public commons. It's the porch of this place. Hell, I'll go tell Google right now.
Woo! All right, that was Alex this weekend. Yeah, they don't have a problem with the homeless people dumping on the sidewalk, but don't exercise your free speech. And, of course, Google's sidewalk labs, you will be living on the sidewalks. That's I think why they call it sidewalk labs. We'll talk about that coming up here. We'll talk about the fact that Apple and now you have Amazon, all these different ones, they're all saying, well, we'll throw some money to the homeless people out here as they continue to make everybody homeless. And as they work to take over our physical urban spaces in the same way that they have taken over cyberspace. But going back to Epstein, we also had President Trump question the Epstein cover-up. He tweeted out, ABC is as bad as the rest of them. Oh, perhaps even worse because of the close ties of George Stephanopoulos to the Clintons. And, of course, he was the anchor on the show that Amy Robach was a reporter on. Of course, he's not going to put anything out there that incriminates the Clintons and so forth. Journalistic standards, said President Trump, are non-existent today. The press is so dishonest that we no longer have freedom of the press. Well, we could, President Trump, if you would stop the corporate censorship that's now being run by the deep state. You allow these people to put these systems in place and continue on with them. They are rigging this election. They're rigging the election by trying to manipulate public opinion, but they're also rigging, even if they can't manipulate public opinion, they're going to try to put out the perception, the fake narrative that public opinion has changed, whether it has or not. And then these people are going to rig the election with the electronic voting machines. We've already seen it done in Venezuela. I mean, just as they put in the system of socialism, they've also shown us how they're going to rig the system using electronic voting machines. And the same thing that pushes us out there, NewsGuard, is going to put out Election Guard as well.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time, we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This way, we don't have to pay taxes on them. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market. It's selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white. Very nice. Has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we look at how the corporate press, mainstream press, the blue checkmark press, the News Guard approved press has lied to us and covered up with Epstein. That's only just the tip of the iceberg. So many different topics that they have lied to us about and covered up, and yet they still have that checkmark, that validation mark that was put there by Microsoft's News Guard. No matter how many times you catch them in a cover-up or direct lie over something that is very substantial, no matter how many times that happens, New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, these people never lose their checkmark, do they? You can trust everything. These are trusted news outlets. Trusted by who? By Microsoft. And who's behind Microsoft? And who's behind Google that trust these outlets? DARPA. They're the ones who funded this, and they're the ones who are funding Election Guard. DARPA, $10 million grant to a small company that's wholly owned by Microsoft, and all their funding is coming from DARPA. But it's a private company. You don't have to worry about it. It isn't the military-industrial complex. It's not the Pentagon that's going to be counting the votes. It's going to be these people. They're going to protect us from those nasty Russians. That's why they kept talking about, well, hacking the election. The Russians hacked the election. They hacked the election. They hacked the election. Oh, we didn't say they changed any votes. No. That they didn't hack it. They ran $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook, but they hacked the election. Did you hear that? Hacked the election. Everybody in the public is thinking, well, they changed votes. And then they would say, no. We're not saying that they changed votes. Brutus is an honorable man. I come here to praise him and so forth, right? So they put that suggestion there by using that terminology. So then you can have DARPA and the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex and the deep state and the globalists or whatever you want to call them. All those adjectives apply. They can now count the votes. They can now count the votes, and they will. And they'll put out all their phony polls that will create an expectation of the foregone conclusion when they count those votes. Just like the whole thing of, they hacked the election. That created the expectation. Oh, there's going to be a cyber hack. Now, you could easily take care of that, couldn't you? You could go back to paper ballots, which is what we've been saying from the very beginning. That's the only, completely secure, but it is the most secure way to do it. Electronic voting began in Venezuela with Hugo Chavez and his cronies. He had a couple of friends who created Smartmatic. And they created electronic voting there, and they went on to rig the elections in Venezuela. To rig elections for socialists and communists in Brazil and many other places, the Philippines, certain Mexican states throughout Central America, South America, the Philippines, other places, they have been doing this. And now, they changed the name just like Al-Qaeda changed the name from the Mujahideen to ISIS to Al-Nusra, whatever. They've got all these different names. So the same thing is happening with these electronic voting companies. There's absolutely no need to have electronic voting. None whatsoever. Unless you want to be able to do an enterprise-wide rigging of elections from top to bottom. If you don't think that they care about your local elections and you haven't been paying attention to the fact that Soros is willing to pop in $1 million per district attorney races, local district attorney races, he will spend $1 million. You think those people and people who agree with him at DARPA, you don't think that they will do the same thing to, quote-unquote, protect your election? We will guard the vote. We will count the vote for you. We'll make sure that nobody breaks in there but us. I mean, they already got caught red-handed breaking into state boards of elections at several different states. They traced it back to where? The Pentagon, the same people who say, well, we have to protect you from election hacking. It's exactly what's going to happen, folks. Meanwhile, this whole Epstein didn't kill himself meme is taking off everywhere. We had a Festival EDC Orlando, where you had Atlans. It's an anonymous DJ-producer duo based out of Atlanta. They specialize in trap and dubstep. I'll have to defer to my son on what that is. But they had a concert, and at the end of it, they put up, and you can see the picture there. Epstein didn't kill himself. We also have a California brewery, Tactical Ops Brewing in Fresno, California, is now printing the message on the bottom of their beer cans, Epstein didn't kill himself. And then we get to The View. The View. I think they should rename The View in light of what we saw last week. The shameful attacks on Tulsi Gabbard and on Donald Trump Jr. And Donald Trump Jr. came right back at him. Pointed out that Joy Behar had done blackface, and they were all fine with it and so forth. And the fact that Whoopi Goldberg had defended Roman Polanski and shamed her on that. I think we ought to rename that show The Whoopi Cushion. Because it's what comes out of their mouth is just about as embarrassing as if it was a giant whoopee cushion. So I think they should rename The View Whoopee Cushion. Because, you know, it was Whoopi who said about Roman Polanski, it wasn't rape. You know, let's give the guy a break. He's a great director. Hey, you know, he might hire me for some movie. My career really could use a shot in the arm here. And now, unfortunately for Whoopi, there's a new allegation of rape from Roman Polanski. Now, Whoopi had said it's not rape, because even though it was a 13-year-old girl, she says, well, it was just a statutory rape. I'm sure this 13-year-old girl, loved Roman Polanski, right? 13 years old, and it wasn't rape. And again, just understand that Epstein, Dershowitz, Whoopi Goldberg, all these people, they are pushing this idea that we get rid of the age of consent, because that's what statutory rape is based on. And that's why they are coming after your kids in kindergarten, trying to psychologically push them into gender dysphoria, under the pretense that if they can make up their minds at that early an age, way before puberty, if they can make up their mind about what gender they are, they can decide to have sex with Roman Polanski or Whoopi Goldberg. Or any of these people, Jeffrey Epstein. Now they have another individual came out, and this is a French former model and actress. He accused Polanski of raping her in a Swiss ski resort when she was a teenager. I had no links with him, neither personal nor professional. I hardly knew him. She also said the alleged rape was, quote, extremely violent, unquote, adding, he pummeled me until I gave in, and then he raped me, making me do all sorts of things. So, yeah, but, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, it's not rape. See, it wasn't rape when there are the accusations from Juanita Broderick and many other women about Bill Clinton and his violent sexual rape. The same people who had come after Clarence Thomas because Anita Hill said, well, nobody else heard it, but I heard him make some double entendre statements to me. They came after Clarence Thomas, and then a couple of years later, Anita Hill and the rest of the leading feminists were defending President Trump against, I'm not President Trump, Clinton against accusations of violent rape. Defending him. No problem. It wasn't rape.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types, because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
The time. time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time, we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This way, I don't have to pay taxes on them. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market. Selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, you know, it's not just the initial charge that got Roman Polanski in trouble. You have a new charge that has just dropped. But in between, there were a lot of other charges that apparently were overlooked by the whoopee cushion on The View. Polanski has also been accused of sexual assault. In 2010, British actress Charlotte Lewis accused him of, quote, sexually abusing her when she was 16 in 1983. Another woman identified only as Robin accused him in August 2017 of sexual assault when she was 16 in 1973. In September 2017, former actress Renate Langer filed a new complaint alleging she had been raped by Polanski in 1972 when she was 15. You see a trend here? 15, 16, 16. Well, there was one 13-year-old. The other one who says she was 18, but she says it was violent. I don't know if that's under the age of consent in the location where she was, but she said it was a violent rape. Now, Polanski's lawyer has said all these allegations are baseless. It's just a coincidence that you've got five women who have accused him over a period of time of this type of behavior. It's absolutely baseless. The same things that they said about Bill Clinton. Same things that Gloria Steinem Other feminist, Anita Hill, said in defending Bill Clinton, it's absolutely baseless. Hillary Clinton, those women are bimbos. They're trailer trash for accusing my husband, right? And again, why would we think that somebody like Roman Polanski would do something like this? I mean, look at the kind of movies that he's made. Davy Crockett at the Alamo. No, that wasn't him. He did Rosemary's Baby. That's right. Why would we think that somebody that did Rosemary's Baby would be into violent sexual assault? Well, I don't know. Anybody in Hollywood. Yeah. Straight out of Gomorrah. As this latest accuser said, rape is a time bomb. The memory does not fade. It becomes a ghost and it follows you and it changes you insidiously. To which the whoopee cushion said, it's not rape. Come on, this is Roman Polanski we're talking about. Forget about it. Or it's Bill Clinton. Forget about it. We don't need to, you know, be concerned about that. And this is one of the reasons why, folks, that this is embraced by the establishment of both parties. Both parties. Again, the Republicans have got their Dennis Hastert. And the other guy that he defended before that was, I forget what his name was. I mean, Dennis Hastert, before he was outed as a pedophile. And of course, he was groomed as a pedophile. They groomed him for Congress, knowing that he was a pedophile wrestler coach. They picked him to run for Congress, and then they moved him up to be Speaker of the House. This is a bipartisan issue. This is why they do not support the statute of limitations. Just as this lady was saying, it is a time bomb. The memory does not fade. It becomes a ghost. It follows you. It changes you insidiously. Children who are abused by these people, it takes a lifetime for them to come to the, to acknowledge this. And, you know, if it's any consolation to the Dennis Hasterts and the Republicans and Democrats who cover up for these people, it's pretty hard to prove something decades after it's happened. But when you got somebody who's got a half dozen accusations against them, you may be able to prove something about that. All right, let's move to Biden and Bloomberg and gun control, because, folks, that's what we're looking at. When I said that when I was talking about this woman who wants to come back, the so-called American-born ISIS bride of ISIS, like Bride of Frankenstein. Yeah, ISIS, the Frankenstein monster that was created by John McCain and the military-industrial complex and others, by the Obama administration, John Brennan, Hillary Clinton, their policies in Libya and so forth. Yeah, that Frankenstein monster. Well, that Frankenstein monster has got a bride. She was born in the United States. She is claiming American citizenship, even though she is a clear-cut case, if there ever was one, of the 14th Amendment excluding her from being a citizen, born to a diplomat from Yemen. But now she wants to come back. And as I said, you know, she wants to have a car. All these other, as we were talking about this, Travis said, well, just tell her she wants to have her own car. She can go to Saudi Arabia and they'll let her drive around in the the bumper cars. Remember they have that amusement park where the women could go one day a week. They would have all the men out of the park and the women could get into the bumper cars. And they could drive to their heart's content in the little bumper car. You know, you get that. They're electric. What can I say? They're electric. And unlike the cars that they're going to give you in the smart cities that'll be controlled by 5G, that'll be centrally controlled, unlike those cars, you could actually turn the wheel of a bumper car. I mean, that's exciting. You actually have some control of it. You won't have any control of the cars that they put in the smart cities. But, you know, maybe she could go there and, you know, have her own little bumper car once a week. But they do hate us for our freedoms. It's not just the people abroad. It's predominantly the people here in America. People like Joe Biden, people like Mike Bloomberg. They hate our cars. They hate our guns. They hate our diets. They hate the fact that we have homes that we can afford to live in. They want to get rid of all that stuff. Joe Biden is now coming out. He's got his latest his latest Biden speak. No one needs a magazine with 100 clips in it. Again, a magazine is what you put bullets in. In the movies, they call it a clip. And Joe Biden conflates those two things in a really strange way. Let's play the little clip here so that you can actually hear Joe Biden with the clips in his mouth. Here's Joe Biden video clip number two.
I believe in the Second Amendment, but nobody says you can have around a magazine with 100 clips in it, 100 bullets in it. We protect geese more than we protect. No joke. You can only have three shotgun shells when you go shooting for geese.
Yeah, they came, Joe, they came for the cannons. They came for the cannons at Concord and Lexington. They, Santa Ana came for the cannons at Goliad. That's why there's a cannon on the come and take it flag. And if you try to take our magazines with 100 clips in them, as Alex Jones has said, 1776 will commence again. It's just that simple. We're not going to play these lawyer games with you. If you come for confiscation. But folks, Bloomberg is one of the biggest gun grabbers out there. You know, he has supported the Everytown initiative where they've been working to try to take away our guns in every town. There's an article on Breitbart, his top 10 gun control ideas. Of course, universal background checks, because that is what the UN wants. UN wants universal background checks. They said, well, we got to be able to track small arms that are tracking, that are going across borders. That's why you had the Obama administration with its Fast and Furious, and why that didn't start with the Obama administration. That started with the George W. Bush administration, the Gun Walker program. It was all because the UN wanted to stop arms moving across, and the UN wants to stop Americans from having firearms. They said the only way that we can stop guns from going across is to have universal registration of every gun owner, of every gun, of every piece of ammunition. And in order to get that passed, we've got to create a crisis. So let's do a false flag and ship stuff across the border. And then we can use that to push in the UN Arms Trade Treaty. Bloomberg also wants to ban assault weapons, of course. Whatever that means, that can mean anything, but, you know, let's just ban all of them. He wants more gun trafficking legislation because, you know, that's what the universal background checks are for. He wants to ban high-capacity magazines. He wants to ban selling things at gun shows, the gun show loophole. In other words, he wants to ban private sales of firearms. He supports an expansion of the prohibited purchasers list. He supports red flag gun laws. He opposes reciprocity of people who have gotten permission to carry concealed. He doesn't want that recognized in other states. He opposes campus carry. He opposes armed teachers. He opposes everything about the Second Amendment. And we'll talk about how to stop him when we come back.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTru Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at
at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant, and the corporate whores in the media busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We can win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we can see it all washed down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at band.video and InfoWars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Without that juice, that was written at a time when the CIA was selling the narrative, the lying narrative of peak oil. And I've referred to this song in the past. Maybe you remember it, maybe you don't. I don't know that it was all that popular. It was in the circles that I was in. We used to do covers of that and others. But Iran over the weekend announced that they have discovered a new oil field with over 50 billion barrels. Think about that, 50 billion. How much is that? Well, it's going to increase their proven reserves by a third. So that would mean then that they've currently got about 150 billion. That would take it up to 200 billion. By comparison, the proven reserves in the United States are right now 120 billion. As Gerald Celente has pointed out many times, we're not over there coming after Iran and Syria because, because they're making falafels or something, right? We're there because of the oil. At the same time that all these people like Bloomberg and others, you know, they hate us for our guns, they hate us for our cars, they hate us for our freedom. These Democrats, not ISIS, these Democrats who create and fund ISIS. Who get us involved in these never-ending foreign wars. It's time to talk about that today while we have Veterans Day. Let's talk about whether or not we should be there. As a matter of fact, Iran currently has the world's fourth largest proven deposits of crude oil, the world's second largest deposits of natural gas. And, you know, we have in that area the idea that, you know, we got these pipelines there. And who's going to own the pipeline? Is it going to be people who are allied with the United States and our allies? Are we going to take that gas pipeline into Europe, or is it going to be Russia putting a pipeline through Syria into Europe and so forth? Are they going to be getting their gas from Iran? No, no, no. We got to make sure they buy it from us. Buy it from us. You know, when President Trump, and it was talked about for about 4 or 5 days before he picked Rex Tillerson, who's back in the news, by the way. You saw that book coming out from Nikki Haley saying Rex Tillerson and John Kelly were telling me that we had to take down President Trump to save the nation. Let me tell you something. I don't trust them, and I trust Nikki Haley even less. This is the woman who tried to sell that latest false flag attack. Not only the false flag attack in Syria, she was absolutely furious with President Trump. They didn't buy into that third in a row false flag gas attack in Syria, which has now been thoroughly exposed as being faked by two whistleblowers with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. And you don't even need whistleblowers to know how absurd that Skripal poisoning that Nikki Haley and Theresa May were trying to push on everybody for a larger war in Syria. Nikki Haley has been maneuvering in the background. I think she and Pence have been maneuvering in the background. I don't trust either one of them, frankly. So I wouldn't believe anything that she put out there. However, I do believe Rex Tillerson especially was a snake in the grass. And I publicly opposed him tweet after tweet as soon as I found out he was even being considered. I said, this is a guy who is going to push the Paris Climate Accord. And he did for 6 months. He and Ivanka nearly kept President Trump from getting out of that. Now they're saying that he's going to formally renounce it. And, of course, all the Democrats are apoplectic about that. That President Trump's going to make it formal. It was never formal. It was never official. It was never legal. You had Kerry, Secretary of State John Kerry, and Obama say, we will self-ratify it. We'll do it ourselves. We don't have to go through the Constitution and have the Senate ratify that. But it is important that President Trump make it clear that what John Kerry and Barack Obama did is of absolutely no legal authority. So I think I applaud him for going through the extra steps that are really not legally necessary. But we have a government that doesn't really pay any attention to the steps in the Constitution anymore. So it's important to do that. But just remember, and I actually brought the magazines in that I've talked about many times, these magazines going back to 1979. Guys, get an overhead view of this. Time Magazine, The Energy Mess. Newsweek at the same time. The Energy Crisis, a program for the 80s. And these, you know, news organizations that at the time, you know, were the news organizations that everybody turned to. They were telling us that we didn't have any oil beyond the mid-1980s. The only question, reports Time, the only question is, how large will this be? The market price will now go to $20 per barrel from $14.54 now and so forth. And this is, you know, we got gas lines and we got violence and people, the economy is tanking. Yes, it will. If we take these steps to shut down production in Iran. But take a look at this chart here, guys. Get this overhead chart. This is the real one right here. Why we must act now. 8.7 years of oil left. This is 1979. This is your trusted media, the people who get the blue check mark from DARPA, who gives it to Microsoft, who gives it to Google, and all the social media. You can trust these news sources who told us in 1979, 8.7 years left of crude oil, 10.7 years left of natural gas. Oh, but we have, look at that, 666 years left of coal. Oh, 666, that must be demon coal. We got to get rid of that. See, that's why they came after coal first, because they couldn't deny that we had centuries of coal reserves, that we could take that coal and we could turn it into clean natural gas and processes. And so that had to be taken out first, because the most important thing was to take away our energy independence. Most of that coal, by the way, you know, domestic here in the United States, we had to take away American independence as a sovereign nation. And then they can take away your independence as a sovereign individual. And so this was being sold. They had it all worked out. Newsweek. A program for the 80s. Show this picture here, this old gas tank right there. This one right here. Old gas tank covered with kudzu as it's going, you know, being reclaimed by the greenies in the conviction that the energy dilemma is the keystone economic problem facing the Western world. The editors of Newsweek set out 2 months ago to propose a coherent strategy for the U.S. to meet it. And they had this all figured out. No, we're going to be out of this. You know what we got to do? We got to switch to renewable energy. See, the problem whether or not we are going to be freezing to death or whether or not we're going to be burning the planet up, it's always the same thing. It's you and I. It's Americans predominantly that are to blame. But mankind in general, but especially Americans. And so America has to be throttled. America has to be go through a program of austerity. And we need to have the people who know better, the people who know with these special reports, who know that we're going to be out in just, you know, 6 or 7 years, 40 years ago. They know that we're going to be out of this real soon now. So we must listen to them and let them plan the economy for us. And it's still the same thing. We're still being told by Bloomberg and the other people that we have overpopulation. See, we got to have population control. And they don't mean simply limiting the number of people being born. Oh, that's a big part of it. They don't want any more people that they have to control. But the people that are here, they want to make sure they control you. They want to make sure they soft kill you. But population control, just like gun control, is about controlling the people that are already here. And it doesn't matter whether, like I said, whether it's Ice Age or Meltdown, it's always the same solution. We have to have control of your life. We've got to limit the number of people. And we have to switch over to this new form of energy. See, that's when I talked about Rex Tillerson, people are saying, you're crazy. He doesn't want to get rid of you know, our ability to use fossil fuels or anything. It's not fossil fuels. I even hate that term. We're finding more and more oil all the time because it's not fossil fuels. You know, that's what you just heard in that song. There's only so much oil in the ground. We had a limited number of dinosaurs, and once we pump that out, we're done. And we can't cut loose without that juice, right? No, that was a nonsense narrative. That was something that was a lie put out by the CIA, the father of lies, you know, kind of like Satan, the CIA. You know, when we look at these programs, it's always the same solutions. Put them in power, and we got to switch over to another form of energy, which, by the way, you know, these people who are sitting in control of a natural resource that has now become a commodity, they keep finding more and more of this oil. They want to switch over to something new so they can get in on the ground floor and they can get subsidies and they can get monopolies at the ground floor. That's why the oil companies are pushing so hard for this renewable nonsense. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a new product, Super Silver with whitening, our whitening toothpaste version of that. Of course, it still has the same nano silver that's going to fight bacteria and virus in your mouth. And, of course, the bacteria that causes tooth decay that can lead to heart disease. But now it also has a whitening agent in it. A whitening agent in it, and it is now 25% off. We also have DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze at the lowest price it's ever been.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
InfoWars.com.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As Iran announced that they found another 50 billion barrels of oil. We have this buried out back. We just discovered it. They already had proven reserves of 150 billion. We have proven reserves here in the United States of 120 billion. Now they've just, in one fell swoop, found another 50. Pretty amazing. The new oil field will become Iran's second largest field after another one that contains 65 billion barrels in Avaz. And as we look at these phony narratives that were sold to us by the checkmark media, that's, I think, what we ought to call them. You know, we always talk about that. Mainstream media, prostitutes, checkmark media. Because, you know, they're approved by DARPA and the CIA because they're putting out this narrative. Peak oil, many other things that they've put out there in the past. You know, when we look at how much oil we have, for example, how much is this $50 billion compared to? Well, they say that in the Alaska area, Prudhoe Bay has 13.6 billion barrels. The National Petroleum Reserve of Alaska has 10 billion barrels. So, you know, we talk about all that massive store of, and of course there's, the 7.7 billion barrels of oil in the federal portion of, ANWR. And so when we look at this, I realize that a large part of our oil, of course, is in Alaska, and the Alaska reserves are kind of dwarfed by this newest one that was discovered in Iran. And yet when we look at what has happened since the 1970s, when they were telling us you got about another 6 or 7 years worth of oil left, we have had since 1970, from 1970 to 2006, total production was 102 billion barrels, which is roughly 5.5 times the decline in proved reserve. So in other words, we're discovering it at a faster rate than we're using it up. That's why we still have, you know, we've got even more proven reserves than we did in 1979 when they told us we were going to be out of it. They just keep finding it more everywhere. And that's why I'm telling you, the establishment wants to have us switch just for their profits alone to another form of energy. And we have U.S. proven oil reserves, 26 billion barrels as of 2011. The 2011 data represented a 39% increase in proven reserves since 2008. And so you see it continue to go up even as we are finding new ways to extract it. It's not just that they're finding more, but they're finding new ways to extract it. And so, you know, you have the estimation that we have 120 billion, but the proven reserves are 36 billion as of the end of 2014, excluding the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. All of that is to say that there is no reason for us to panic over this, but they are panicked. They're wondering how they're going to get more profits. And so they have a process for which to do this. And that, as I said, is to switch us over. They hate us for our freedoms. They want to control us in their cities. And if we want to see what this is all going to look like, just take a look at what's going on in California. Apple has now announced, and so has Amazon, in the last couple of days, Apple first announced that they were going to help California's homeless. They were going to kick in $2.5 billion. And so it's, oh, okay, well, that looks nice. You know, they're going to help people with an open line of credit to build new homes and so forth. But as many people have pointed out, Wayne Dupree said it is nothing but a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. If they housed every homeless person in California, 1 million more will come. And it's not just that, but it is what you're seeing here in these cities. And we'll talk about this when we come back. What you're seeing in these cities are the open borders in microcosm. And even worse than that, it is a preview of the 2030 agenda, which, by the way, Michael Bloomberg jumped in with both feet on the 2030 UN agenda as he announced his candidacy. We'll be right back.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, as you look at Michael Bloomberg, many of us don't want to live in New York City. I think a lot of people who live in New York City don't want to live in New York City either. They're leaving there at a pretty rapid rate. We don't like the high taxes. We don't like the congestion. We don't like the incredibly high real estate prices. And you see the same thing in California. And yet, that is exactly what we're all going to get if we don't stop this UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. The only thing that it's going to sustain is their control over our lives. It's not going to do anything for the environment. These people hate the idea that you would move to the suburbs because you can't afford to live in the city. They want you under their control. And when you look at what is happening in California, we've got the big corporations, Apple and Amazon, are now throwing lots and lots of money for the homeless people. Essentially, a situation that they have created. You've got people who have pretty good-paying jobs anywhere else in the country. It'd be a good-paying job. Who work for Hollywood, or they work for Google as contractors, or Apple, or Amazon. And they're having to live out of their cars. And then these people are saying, we don't want you to own cars either. That's why I say, when we talk about Sidewalk Labs, you understand why they call it Sidewalk Labs, Google's smart city model that they're doing up in Toronto, that they're going to be putting in Detroit, in Denver, in Alameda, California, and so forth. You understand why they call it Sidewalk Labs. You will be living on the sidewalk, and they will be monitoring and watching everything that you do. Big brother, big corporate brother. And so Apple, you know, they're going to help everybody now that they've raised the real estate prices because, you know, they come in and because they pay some of the people a great deal of money, but because of the concentration in these cities, you see the same thing happening everywhere. But it's just been accelerated even more so in California and New York. The increase in housing prices because of demand and because of regulation. It's no coincidence that the price of housing has skyrocketed in these places as they continue to make it more and more difficult for people to build houses because of regulations, but also because of concentration of people. But all of that concentrates power to the people like Michael Bloomberg or the people like Tim Cook or Jeff Bezos or so forth. And what they're doing at Apple, they pledged $1 billion statewide fund last week that would create an open line of credit to help build new homes for people who have low to moderate income, $1 billion home buyer mortgage assistance fund, and so forth. But at the same time, Tim Cook is shifting production of its Mac Pro computers to China. And so with one hand, you know, they giveth with one hand and they taketh away with the other, right? Amazon is going to build the largest family shelter in Washington State, and they're going to put it inside their headquarters in Seattle. I mean, they're going just like Starbucks. Of course, Starbucks is headquartered out of Seattle as well. Remember when Starbucks started making their stores a refuge for the homeless? Here, we'll let you come in the bathrooms and shoot up and live in here. You know, we'll let you... Yeah, I don't know how this is going to work out for Amazon. 2 years ago, Mary Hartman, executive director of Mary's Place Homeless Shelter in Seattle, received a package from Amazon. They presented her with a golden key, symbolizing access to 8 floors of their building in their Seattle headquarters. At the time, Mary's Place had been operating a homeless shelter out of a Travel Lodge hotel on the Amazon campus. So in 2017, Amazon offered Mary Hartman a permanent place on one of Amazon's corporate offices. And now that space is almost finished. So what is it going to, it's going to open next year, 2020. It'll have the capacity to serve 275 people per night. But there are 12,500 homeless people in Seattle. What does that work out to? Well, that works out to a 2% solution. And they're going to put them in their headquarters. And then what are they going to do with the other 98%? And then what are they going to do when everybody hears, hey, we got free housing and everything in Seattle, in the Amazon headquarters. Let's head there. It's essentially, as I point out, it's a microcosm of what California and these other sanctuary cities are doing with the open border. There is no end of people that are going to come in to get free stuff. And when you're going to do what Apple did, you're going to say, okay, we'll hand out some cash to you, but we're going to move production of our computers to China. The Mac Pro, I think the last thing that they were building here in the United States, they're going to take that high-end product, and they're going to move that as well. They already did the rest of the iPhones and the Mac Air and the MacBooks and all that. All that's already been moved to China. Now they're going to take the very last thing, the Mac Pro, and they're going to move that to China. What are we going to do for jobs here? I guess we can all clean each other's sidewalks, right? After Amazon's headquarters was constructed, Seattle saw a considerable rise in rent and in home prices. From 2007 to 2017, the median rent in Seattle increased by nearly 42% compared to just 18% nationwide. This is what's going to happen to us all, folks, if they confine us into their 2030 cities. Concentrated into the smart cities, properties become more expensive. Low-income residents find they can't afford to live there. They try to get in their cars. They can't have their cars in the city either. They don't want you to park your car there. They don't want you to drive your car there. As I said before, you know, this woman, the ISIS bride, wants to come to America because she wants to have her own car. Well, forget it. Forget it, because the Democrats hate us for our freedom. Bezos, meanwhile, as he was going to move to New York City, a couple of years ago, there was a back and forth between Bezos and Bloomberg. Bloomberg, you know, he was going to move to New York, and then you had AOC and the Marxists there said, well, we're going to, you know, tax them even higher. We're going to make life miserable for them. So he says, all right, forget it. I'm not going to go to New York. Bloomberg calls Bezos, begs him to go there. Bezos, in turn, begged Bloomberg to run for president in 2020. And so now, I don't know if Bezos is going to go there, if Bloomberg becomes president, but certainly he is the kind of guy, because, you know, these billionaires, they all just, you know, they're part of a club. They know better than you. They are the technocratic elite. And as I pointed out, this is a mindset from these people. It is a club, and you ain't in it, as George Carlin would say. And it is a club that goes back for a century, at least, actually even longer than that. But they started writing their science fiction films, as I pointed out, you know, The Shape of Things to Come from H.G. Wells, the movie Things to Come, John Cabal, a technocracy. It was actually Elon Musk's grandfather who created Technocracy Incorporated. He was arrested by the Canadian government because he was talking about overthrowing democracy. He beat the rap, and then he beat it out of town, went to South Africa. That's why Elon Musk is coming from South Africa. But he's coming from a mindset that the technocratic elite know better than you, and they should run your lives and your cities, and they mesh perfectly with the Democrat agenda. They mesh perfectly with the plans of the UN. this cartoon. I love this cartoon of Bloomberg with his jogging suit that says Bloomberg 2020 on the T-shirt. And he says, time for a change. And he's got a sign. And it says Democrat, that's crossed out. Republican, that's crossed out. Independent, that's crossed out. Then Democrat again. This guy is a chameleon. And now he is going to masquerade as a Democrat moderate. And he's playing it pretty smart. I think he's totally evil. This is a guy who, as we were talking about guns, he founded Everytown. He funded Moms Demand Gun Control. Actually, their title is Moms Demand Action, but that's what they're demanding is gun control. So he funds that. He founded Everytown. All of the major gun control initiatives are being run by Bloomberg. And it's Bloomberg who this last week, just before he started pushing his presidency, was pushing this whole idea of reviving overpopulation to save the environment. He is one of the most rabid people pushing climate change. Why? Because climate change allows him to change our society. That is the thin veneer of green that allows these red Marxists to do anything that they want to your life and to your lifestyle. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white. Very nice. Has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time, we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This way, I don't have to pay taxes on them. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad,
they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. And as we look at the entrance of one of the richest men in the world, Bloomberg, coming from New York, the financial center, Kunstler points out, Kunstler.com, James Howard Kunstler, he said, here's what's generally misunderstood about Michael Bloomberg's mayoral career in New York City. He did not so much manage or personally direct the fabulous post-9/11 revival of Manhattan and Brooklyn. Instead, he presided over the financialization of the economy run from the elite arteries on Wall Street as they stripped assets from industrial America and converted those assets into digital dollar credits of the too-big-to-fail bank balance sheets, of which the revival of New York City was a mere byproduct. In other words, as we saw the transformation of the economy into the elites that now control everything out of Silicon Valley, the digital economy and so forth, the banks made a lot of money out of that. And, of course, money was channeled through Wall Street, channeled through Manhattan. And he is linked to that group of people. And at 77, think about this, Bernie Sanders, as old as Bernie Sanders is, Bernie is 78. And he's 77. As Kunstler points out, he now represents the arch hobgoblin of wokesterism. And that is namely old white men. Or as they like to say, he's too male, too pale, and too stale. What are they going to do about that? I don't know, but I know what he's going to do. He's playing it very smart. He's entering late. He's going to skip most of these debates. He's going to skip the first primaries. Iowa and I think New Hampshire, he's going to skip that. He's going to come in as a white knight because he knows these other people are losers. And because he also knows that this so-called scandal is not going to bring down President Trump. If he thought that, he wouldn't be jumping into the race, would he? So we look at what is going on. We look at what is happening with homelessness in California and the grid that is collapsing there, just like in Venezuela. When we look at that, it's time to go back and remember our foundations and to remember that the people who founded this country were altruistic about it. What was different about the American Revolution is you had a bunch of people who were very well-connected, people like John Hancock, incredibly wealthy at the time. But he put his fortune and his life, and his honor, which at that time, those people held their honor as precious as they did their fortune or their life. And so he pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor, wrote his signature, his John Hancock, very large on that Declaration of Independence. These people understood human nature. They understood what happens with power. And they wanted liberty. Unlike every other revolution that we've seen, they did not try to take the spoils of that. Instead, what they tried to do was to warn us about how we and subsequent generations would lose our liberty if we didn't follow their plan, as expressed in the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and their other writings. Jefferson said, "I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around the banks, oh, you know, like Google and Apple and Amazon and Twitter and Facebook, yeah, those people, will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks, restored to the people to whom it properly belongs." And if you don't believe Thomas Jefferson, I mean, it was not a prophecy. It was an understanding of human nature and of economics and of politics and of power. And you can see it happening right now, as I pointed out at the top of the hour. Look at what's going on. We have the banks and the corporations that have grown up around them, financed by them, making us homeless. Even the people who work for Google and Apple and Amazon are having issues, and Hollywood are having issues, having to live out of their cars. And so what? So now they come out as our benefactors. There, let me give you a handout, right? Universal basic housing. You can live on the sidewalk. Universal basic income. I'll give you $12,000 a year. You can live off of that. That'll keep you happy. Here, put on this headset. Virtual reality headset, and just drop out. I've created some games to keep you occupied, to deaden your mind. If that doesn't work, here's some Soma, or in our terminology, you call it SSRIs. So let's put some fluoride in the water. Another, you know, SSRIs are a form of fluoride. Let's put that in, give people that to pacify them. Or we can put fluoride in the water, or we can let you watch video games and trip out into a fantasy land. Anything. So as long as you don't challenge these people, they don't want their position challenged. They're going to pacify you, control you, compartmentalize you as they sterilize you with the stuff they put in the food and the water, with the 5G that they put out. You know, that targets your heart and your brain. You get, especially for males, the male rats, the little bit of experimentation that they've done, they see it dramatically increases cancer. They don't care about that. No. It's a perfect solution for them. It is population control in both senses of the word. They can reduce the number of people. They can make you die earlier. And while you're alive, they can control and watch your every movement. 5G is perfect for that. Perfect for that. Where's it coming from? Well, you know, it's the next big investment opportunity for these people. Don't get in the way of their 5G investment. We already have America's richest 1% now own as much wealth as the middle and lower classes combined. Think about that. Just as Jefferson said, that has happened. Why? Right? We have lost the 1% is now making us homeless in the land our forefathers conquered. Why? Because we have allowed private banks to control the issuance, the issue of currency. We've allowed a private bank, the Federal Reserve, to control our economy. They can create boom and bust cycles. They can do quantitative easing. They can set interest rates. They can set monetary policy. They can create negative interest rates even, whatever. And we have now global debt up to $188 trillion. I look at that figure, and it's like, well, I don't know if that might be about the amount of money that the Democrats are proposing if you totaled up all of their welfare programs, that they're free this, free that, free college, free health care, free housing. And it's not only just for all the Americans, but it's for anybody who wants to walk across the border. It's universal. Universal. Maybe $188 trillion. That's nothing compared to what the Democrats want to spend. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant, and the corporate whores in the media busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We can win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we can see it all washed down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at band.video and InfoWars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Keep on flying.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have, as I pointed out, the global debt is up to $188 trillion. It is officially now the biggest debt bubble the world has ever seen. And yet, the Democrats want more. I was just saying to my wife over the weekend, I said, what we're looking at here is the Democrat Party is Thelma and Louise. Pedal to the metal, over the cliff. And I'm afraid when we look at the Republican Party, especially with President Trump in the White House, and they're driving along, and he's got all these people in the car with him, and they're all bickering and fighting with each other. And he's not even aware that he is off the road and headed for the cliff. And as we try to yell through the bullhorn, get back on the road, you're headed toward the cliff. You know, shut up, don't tell me how to run things. I mean, it's just that this is the two choices that we've got right now. The Thelma and Louise people, $188 trillion global debt already, and they want even more of it. Elizabeth Warren now has the chief economist for Moody's, you know, the people that rate the bonds and so forth. His chief economist's name is Mark Zandi. Now, he signed a letter last week saying that he was on board with Medicare for All. He said, yeah, I think that her wealth tax could pay for that. And now he's walking that back. Now he says he has doubts over whether Elizabeth Warren will be able to cover the costs of her Medicare for All plan. And by that, she means they're just making this fatal, flawed assumption that we're talking about all Americans. We're not talking about all Americans. They've made it clear they don't want a border. They don't want restrictions. They'll allow foreign citizens to come in here and give them full access to the welfare state that we have here in America, if not a greater access to the welfare state than even Americans do. We've already seen this in California. They get better welfare there. They get better, they get more health care paid for them. They get in-state tuition rates at all these different states that are run by Democrats that Americans don't get. So foreign citizens not only get everything that we get, they get more than we get. And they want the borders wide open. So how do you even put a dollar figure on that? It's ludicrous. But he looks at it and he says, well, he signed that letter last week that backed her calculations and says, but I want to clarify that her plan would only work in, quote, isolation. Isolation. In other words, as a standalone plan. Now, if she's going to have Medicare for All and then free college tuition for all and this other plan and this other plan and this other plan and this other plan, is she going to do all that? No, it's not going to work. And furthermore, he said, it's not hard to believe that billionaires are going to use every resource to avoid paying the tax. Do you think an economist would figure that out? You think he might have figured that out before he put his name on the letter? Maybe this letter supporting her plan is like that letter we saw of 11,000 scientists last week saying, yeah, overpopulation is going to kill everybody. And it was just a couple of years ago that same guy had 17,000 people sign that letter. That's what the Bloomberg press does not tell you, that it was 17,000 signatories a couple of years ago. Now it's down to 11,000. And one of the 11,000 was Professor Mickey Mouse. That's why I told the crew, I said, let's find this list. I'm sure there's gold stuff in here. Well, somebody did, and they found Mickey Mouse's name in there. Probably the usual suspects as well. Tinkerbell, just... Everybody clap your hands and just wish that this is going to happen. Anyway, he goes on to say, I'm skeptical the wealth tax will generate the same amount of revenue after considering all her plans together. All her plans together. Well, of course, she's not going to just stop at Medicare for All. She's got a whole bunch of plans. And, of course, they're all contingent on people like Michael Bloomberg, you know, being a sucker for her. Oh, yeah, sure, I'll just pay it. Or Bill Gates. Oh, I'm not so sure about that. Yeah, I'm not so sure that he'll pay it either. And then what is Bloomberg going to do with us in terms of the gun control stuff? As I said, as we're taking a break, I said, well, when we come back, I'll tell you how this is going to look, and I'll tell you what we need to do about it. Because we had a story come out of a Philadelphia suburb of a man, 51 years old, targeted by the Camden County prosecutors. Maybe this is why George Soros is so busy getting prosecutors elected at a county level, spending $1 million per. Under the new red flag gun law, and of course they call these Extreme Risk Protective Order Act. Okay, that's what they call their red flags. They monitored his social media for months. And then they decided that he was anti-Semitic. And so they came in and took his guns. Now, look, if you're I think the appropriate response to anti-Semitism is to have more of the First Amendment instead of taking away the Second Amendment, which is what these people have done. His lawyer said there is not a single direct threat to take some kind of physical action. He just liked some of the racist statements that people were making Jewish people and mass shootings in Pittsburgh and New Zealand and so forth. He liked the statements, but he didn't make any overt threats himself. So we're getting into a very dangerous area. And if this guy is dangerous, if he is somebody who is, and they can make a credible case. See, we have to have the presumption of innocence. We have to have free speech. Even if you don't like somebody's free speech, we've got to have that. And we cannot give that up. We cannot give up the presumption of innocence. We cannot give up due process. Everybody deserves it. The president deserves it. The president's not going to get it if he doesn't stand there for other people. You know, he's came out and said, well, we've got to take the guns. We'll do the due process later, maybe. Now these people are saying, well, we've got to take the presidency. We'll do the due process later. We stand together or we hang separately. That's the principle. I don't think it's going to happen at the top levels of government, regardless of who is president. I tell you, if Bloomberg gets it, he's going to come after the guns. That's for sure. Any of these other people as well. So how are we going to protect ourselves? Here's how you protect yourself. There's a bill that's been introduced in Oklahoma. I don't know if this is going to get through. It's just been pre-filed in the Senate. So it has not passed. It's not been signed into law. It's got to pass both houses. It's got to be signed by the governor. It would prohibit state enforcement of any federal red flag laws. It would set the foundation to nullify any such laws in practice and in effect. The legislation would also declare that any federal red flag law, quote, which would infringe upon a citizen's constitutionally protected rights, including, but not limited to, the right to due process, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to free speech. See, that's what's all of that. All of that is what is being sacrificed here. Just as we see this case here in New Jersey. I don't like this guy's free speech, but like Voltaire, I would protect it. I would protect it with my Second Amendment against somebody taking his free speech. I would protect his speech with my Second Amendment rights. And so they're right. You lose your due process, you lose your right to keep and bear arms, and you lose your free speech. That's what these red flag gun laws are about. And they nailed it exactly in this piece of legislation introduced in the Oklahoma Senate. They said any federal action, any federal red flag law that would infringe upon any of these would be null, void, unenforceable, and of no effect in the state of Oklahoma. Furthermore, the proposed law would prohibit any Oklahoma agency or any political subdivision from accepting any federal grants, because that's the way they're going to do it. They're going to bribe people. They'll bribe people at the state level. They'll bribe people at the local level. They've already done it with the war on drugs. They bribe people to turn them into highway robbers to steal people's cars, mainly poor people, to steal people's homes, their businesses, their cash. Say, yeah, you do this, and we'll split the money with you. That was all coming from the federal government. It was incentivized by Jeff Sessions and so forth. It would have the effect of forcing an extreme. So in other words, no jurisdiction, according to this law, would be allowed to accept federal grants to bribe people to do this. And that's exactly what we need to do at every state level. We've got to get these laws passed because, folks, it's just a matter of time before we get a Bloomberg or a Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or a Beto O'Rourke or an AOC as a president or somebody who thinks like them. It's just a matter of time. We're going to have to protect this at the local and state level or we're going to lose our freedoms. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This we don't have to pay taxes on. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com, there's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It was last Tuesday that we had the Democrats take the state legislature in Virginia for the first time since 1993. So they now have a Democrat governor, Democrat lieutenant governor, and both houses of state government. That's the first time that's happened since 1993. Why has that happened? Well, it's demographics. As the New York Times points out, they now admit that 4 or 5 decades of mass migration were about 12 million legal immigrants are admitted to the U.S. every year. Legal immigrants. This is not even illegal immigrants. It has shifted Virginia into a blue state. They point out, the New York Times says, not long ago, this rolling green stretch of northern Virginia was farmland. Most people who could vote had grown up here. And when they did, they usually chose Republicans. The fields of Loudoun County are disappearing, and in their place now are row upon row of cookie-cutter townhouses. Unlike 3 decades ago, the residents are often from other places like India and Korea, and when they vote, it's usually for Democrats. One resident, Charles Poland, 85, a retired history professor whose family has lived in Loudoun County for 4 generations. The road that is there is named after his family. He says it's a totally different world. If my parents came back today, they wouldn't recognize the place. The change came like a tidal wave. In 1990, Virginia was home to less than 312,000 foreign-born residents. Today, there's close to 1.1 million, four times what the population was there three decades before. Four times the population of foreign-born citizens. Or put another way, if you compare 1990 to 2019, back in 1990, 3% of the population was foreign-born. Now it's 10%. That is what our open borders, what our immigration policies are doing to America. And yet we're not concerned about that. We're not even concerned, not even about the politics and the transformation of our country, as you know, we have these people from other countries who do not share our values. Not only running the largest corporations like Google, but also coming in sufficient numbers that they can run our governments as well. Corporations and the governments have been turned over to foreign individuals. And we're allowing this to happen. But regardless of whether or not you like that, just think about this from a standpoint, even if you agree with the politics, think about what's going on in Mexico. As I pointed out, last week we had the massacre of the three mothers and their six children, many of them very, very young, happened right across the border. We also, following that up, we had another shootout, another 10 or 12 people right across the border. And prior to that, the week before that, we had had another shootout, a very prolonged shootout. In each of these, about 10 people killed. And I just want to ask you, have you seen the kind of panic that we have in the media where they get all the Bloomberg organizations and all the Democrat politicians demanding gun control? Every time we have a shooting or something, we have, 6 to 10 people killed. And yet we have these situations just across the border where you have more people killed than typically happen in any kind of a soft target shooting here in the United States. In the one case in Mexico, you had a shootout between the Sinaloa cartel and the Mexican military that had captured El Chapo's son. They eventually had to release him in order to save their lives and plead and beg for mercy from the Sinaloa cartel. And in the crossfire, you had about a dozen innocent people killed. The crossfire between the military and the Sinaloa cartel as the military lost that fight. Why are none of the Democrats who are so concerned about military weapons in the hands of law-abiding American citizens, who, as we pointed out last week, you know, we had a pregnant woman who used an AR-15 to defend her family. Because that works much better if you're a pregnant woman than having a shotgun. But we had an elderly man use a shotgun to protect his family. In both cases, you had multiple individuals involved in an armed home invasion. And the people, the American citizens who had firearms, defended themselves. And yet, the Democrats who want to take those guns out of their hands, who demand action. The moms who demand action. The moms who demand action who are funded by Bloomberg. None of them care about controlling our border. Even though we have gangs of ruthless people, in this particular one, you now have an American federal investigator said of these the Mormon massacre. They were taken out of their cars and shot. See, we were told, it must have been a mistaken case of mistaken identity. That's what the Mexican government has said. Well, we think that they mistook them and they thought they were rival gang members, these moms and small babies. Babies in their mama's arms, as Elizabeth Warren would say, if it was something that was done in America. But with it being done just a couple of miles over the border, she doesn't care. And so they were taken out of their cars and shot. A Mexican investigator said that they shot some of the victims at point-blank range. That would indicate that they didn't care. And I don't know what their beef with them is. I mean, this is a community, a faction of Mormons who moved to Mexico to practice polygamy decades ago. One of their leaders, Everell LeBaron, had been in prison. I think he was eventually executed in the United States because he had rival members executed. So there's something going on with some members, or has gone on with some members in the past, that are questionable. Nevertheless, consider the fact that you have people who are so ruthless, so degenerate, that they will shoot women and small children, babies in their arms at point blank range. Think about that. Those are the people with guns that are right across the border, and we're not allowed to be protected in that. Meanwhile, we got U.S. infantry. Fighting vehicles are now appearing in northern Syria. Somehow we were able to get Bradley infantry fighting vehicles all the way across to the other side of the world. No problem. We can't do anything at our border. But we got them all. You know, we're taking care of this. Bring the troops home. That is total BS. Total BS. You've been lied to. Under a shroud of secrecy, U.S. weapons are also arriving in Yemen. So, you know, we're moving more weapons and material into Syria to protect the oil fields, we're told. New mission, Mission Creep, by the creeps in Washington. And under shroud of secrecy, we have U.S. weapons arriving in Yemen in that shameful civil war being run by our Saudi head-chopping allies. So right after we had our wonderful CIA director, Gina Haspel, meet with Mohammed bin Salman last week. And now we got pictures of more weapons arriving in Yemen. Yeah, these people, we're told that ISIS hates us for our freedoms. No, it's the Democrats who hate us for our freedoms. They want our guns. They want our homes. They want our lifestyle. We got Michael Mann, the guy who invented the fantasy hockey stick that was used for so long by Al Gore. Now, that was Michael Mann. I was part of a group that tried to get his emails. He was also a part of Climate Gate. He was corresponding to the Brits at East Anglia Climate, Center Study, as they were saying, hey, we got to hide the decline. This stuff isn't adding up. Our models are busted and so forth. And Michael Mann was at the University of Virginia getting money from taxpayers and then claiming that nobody can see his emails. Why? Because they were incriminating. And so I was part of a group that sued him. We did not win in court. Federal courts, they will always cover this up. And now what he is saying is, don't let these people scare you. He says, this life change movement that's out there, they're exploiting the lifestyle change movement. What is the lifestyle change movement? Well, that's what AOC and people like her are so vocal about. You know, they want to get rid of, make it so that you can't have a car. Make it so that you can't fly in a plane. Make it so that you can't have meat, so that you can't live in a home and so forth. So that you got to live in the city. They call that the lifestyle change movement. He said, all these people who are deniers, they're now focusing on the lifestyle change movement. Well, yeah, you better understand how they want to change your life. It's not just a lifestyle. They want to control the population as well. All right, that's all the time we've got. I wanted to get into this a little bit further, tell you what's going on in California. We'll cover that tomorrow. Meanwhile, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. That's what supports this program. We really do appreciate your support. You have kept us here, even though the giant corporations, the biggest corporations the world has ever seen, have worked in concert with the military-industrial complex and others to try to silence independent free speech, the free press, and your ability to be able to pass that around. We got a new product. We have Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. We've added a whitening agent to it. We have natural coral calcium carbonate now added to the nano silver in that fluoride-free toothpaste to fight bacteria, viruses, and to whiten your teeth.